Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngare zamani.
God got a mighty hand cloud.
Mugambe mukama nkweba zamu nakuzanga.
Lord, I thank you in my days.
Okutumulisana omusano ogwa maso go.
Brightness, light of your eyes.
Omusano ogwita mu kigambo kyo.
Light passing through your words.
Nesta zikirira.
And I don't get destroyed.
Kubanga vostiri katufane tukwa okwongera okugulumiza.
Lord, we move to glorify you.
Tafuwa guru we guru enyo.
Above all the heavens.
Atroze zana.
As thought as again.
Osinam befesa suri yokuna.
Ephesians 4.
Yoro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Tikwe katondo.
That you want God.
Tayiwabona.
Father of all.
Ali wakuru wabyo.
Who is above all.
Uhita mbyona.
You pass through all.
Nena okuna mbyona.
And you do it all.
Mubiro binji.
In many seasons.
Nga osirise.
And you've kept silent.
Nga katumtundu akokuita mbyona.
A portion of passing through all.
Okuna mbyona.
And you work it all.
Ukakose mbutondo obulala.
And it's another creation.
Na ingo tuzibidde amaso.
But you close your eyes to
abana babantu.
We children of men.
Kubango yogera mu Isaiah.
Those who speak in Isaiah.
Isure yesuka.
Chapter 1.
Nogo baba na baba.
The chest children of men.
Jani aba ise mu mpiazo.
I call you my calls.
Me mu 18 no gamba.
But did you say?
Tuli mwete gifu eliya abo.
Brother to those.
Abaga lokutesa nawe.
Want to reason with you.
Leka nkano tuse.
Even now we have come.
Nga mu Yeremia sura 23.
Jeremiah 23.
18.
Verse 18.
Tutese nawe.
And we reason with you.
Katutu de wote sise bigambo.
The counsel of your words.
Kubiyetegeresha.
To analyze them. To marking them. If it to understand them,
it
shall not bring darkness in your counsel, Lord,
for
that you told it,
your
servant Job, Job 38, verse 1 and 2, this
will
darken counsel,
this
word without knowledge, we shall not do like that,
because
of the lightness with light of your word, just speak meaningful things always with you, Father who is God, and
his
word Jesus Christ and your Holy Spirit
and
your ministers, the holy angels,
we
shall reason the meaningful words. Those you want,
in
Job 23,
if
I knew the place of the dwelling of God, the place of his throne, I would have built meaningful words to bring him to him. And I wait to see what he answers. Thank you, he's not forsaken us. Prepared for us, Lord. We too shall prophets unto us, even to all nations,
may
give your disciples, people who understand you,
and
who know your God, the voice of his hands, the generation he spoke of before, in the Job, in Psalm 78, verse 6, up to 8, that the nation and the children be born,
will
know their God, despite the works of his hands. Lord, you began this generation before, at the beginning of AD, the first Peter chapter 2, the verse 5, up to 9. But we had gotten silent.
In
relation with the priesthood,
may
the amazing light of your words, Lord, we've come again to stand as that generation which had been destroyed.
Thank you
for preparing us godliness to see the way we shall keep it. For Christ Jesus will come
back.
Glory and honor yours, Father.
And
to you the word of God,
our
Lord Jesus,
and
to the Holy Spirit who is with us,
even
with thousands of angels who fulfill your command, as they hearken to the voice of your word, and they are with us to work with us to steal, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You can sit down in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, brethren. We want to thank the Almighty. As he tells us in Jeremiah 32, verse 26-27, that nothing is impossible with him. The Almighty God, God the Father, his word of our Lord Jesus, even the Holy Spirit, we move on to thank them who have been able in the times of darkness to redeem us from there. Glory and honor we give them back to them always.
For
he is the Almighty God who's been able to do that. Wouldn't have been able, for not by power and not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Because we have seen them.
We've
seen Zechariah 4:6 come to pass. I'm not here by power that I did what? But the Spirit of the Lord, He who leads the children of God, and He guides and leads them in the way of God. We thank Him, not by our power, not by might.
Our
Lord Jesus Christ says in John chapter 15 that it's not us who chose Him, but He's the one who chose us. He sought for us. Sure. And the Father, our Lord Jesus spoke of Him in the John chapter 6, 25 downwards. We cannot go towards Christ unless the Father has drawn us. He has been drawing us differently. Yes. Indeed, He has drawn you. Yes. If you have seen things pressing on your life, no one draw and remain peaceful initially,
except
when they have been reached where they are aimed to be taken. And they reach them there, they begin to treat them for the great drawing which has happened. If you had things which pressed you before, then the pain has been much. Prove you have reached that point where they were to bring you. Drawing you, get out of that. Now be treated of your wounds.
And you've
given those prepared by God. Yes.
It's
going to treat you. If you humble and you prove you have arrived, no more escape that it rolls you again. God has drawn you, reached you here. Prepared to begin to treat you,
treat
you in a position you're meant to sit, and again you escape, run away, and again it draws you back, and you bounce in the same wounds. Our Lord Jesus has just chosen you. After the Father draws you, reach you to Christ, just chosen you where you're going to minister from, and you bring back the old man.
See,
now, I meant to put them there, let them keep waiting.
Let's
keep treating them, they are still sick. You see how He sits you aside, wanted to have a position, He sits you to work from there, even the salary begins immediately.
As
just chosen to sit you where He's meant to sit you, the salary begins, and you begin to bring back the olden wounds that draw you as you got as they drew you. Are we together? And then you come to forget. Even the Holy Spirit did a great role.
It
was not by power, neither by might. Still me, it's me who came, reached here. And they say, this has not yet understood. Let them sit aside, we treat them, they are still sick. Don't put them on the payroll of the heavenly government. Have you ever seen those ways? You know, you were drawn as we brought here, but the wounds were very many. Even some are still treating them. God cannot give you a job at this time until He's treated you all the wounds and He orders you. Yes. Have we understood each other? That would be very terrifying. And then you run, escape, they draw you again. Draw you to bring you back. Remember other wounds not yet gotten healed as he drew you. Now you've escaped and run away.
Then
will draw you with other wounds. It will see you treat you wounds of two types. Those the first and the second you go to the
skating.
Get healed, Jesus choose you then.
For
it's not us who choose him, is the one who choose us. I want to sit you here.
Work
here, they put you on payroll of heavenly governments. As it's going to begin payments. And then you begin to bring back the olden wounds.
The
right pass through as they brought you, bring it back here. He said, we thought he's going and healed of it.
Amen.
He's just restored it back. And they say no. Don't first put them on the payroll.
You
rest them on the work on the side. Is it not that?
It's
when they put on the job very well, and they have chosen them, and they forget all their into the is not by their power, neither their mind. And they forget Zachariah 4:6.
The spirit,
one was moved, reached them there and to take them onwards. And they reached, they say,
me,
the king, have built myself this city. Now,
so
we're going to take you back to the bush. 7 years till you realize it is not you. Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
they
bounce you beef backward 7 years.
And
those they sit on the job and that work, they begin to work for cars, houses. This one has not realized the mission. Those in the kingdom, we are freely given them. They are on the payroll package.
The facilities,
and the facilitation that heavenly government gives. They give up on the work and they move to aim at other things. All those suffer much. When I knew that they drew me, that drawing was once and it was enough. The wounds I got out, God treated them for some time. I don't want to resume being in them. I don't want to bounce back from the olden things. I do not escape, run from the hospital. Those have to give me every medicine, the bitter and the sweet medicine. Are you ready?
There are
those who run when medicines come bitter and
they
run off. And they draw them a flesh.
At least
gotten healed are painful. And you presume get them redrawn afresh. You don't know where they will even pass you. You may find figures there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
many times we be careful at that point. God
is
much to pass you through and is reached you here. He wanted to treat you.
Are you ready?
After treating you,
one
is drawn to bring you to Jesus.
The Father is
going to treat everything. He treats you every hardness of heart, envy, the evil plots, despising, pointing of fingers, not loving others, many things. Every kind of stubbornness in there. The pride. Weariness. Weariness is another sickness.
It
makes you hate everyone who draws close to you.
We are tired
too much. I don't want this trouble in God. That's a great sickness you have with yourself. All those years to treat them. Pastors, I hate them. Yes. But we are in the rightful pastors now. That
you
have healed is a sickness in you. Those are some of wounds you got from where you passed through. Pastors, you hate them.
Even
the good pastor, you tired of them. Besides the still waters,
they
feed you with the green pastures.
That you heal
those who you are tired of, those who claim to be.
kubanga ebakugambako mukubikulirwa
bibi. Want you of them revelation too.
Tinchimanya okugumikiriza.
I know of your patience.
Eri ababeita abatume.
And people who call themselves apostles. Yet they are not.
Ejo nachimanya neka akati waliwa abatume
abako. Now there are rightful apostles.
If you know, you know, you
all those you have to be healed of them. When you hear a me speak, and you say,
no.
He brought things of apostles out there. He said, we give. This time I say, we give. The house of God not to lack food.
And
they explain you the house. That it is you and me. That we can use where there is need.
Yeah?
Yes.
Just garment in the end.
Not saying I go by the Prado.
First, wait.
Yes, you're tired of
Prado.
But there are others who understand the things. You still have those sicknesses with you. Being drawn, you go to many things. Different ones. Rottenness. Smelling of bad manners and behaviors. Now you're being treated. The
ministers
be prepared to be chosen for every good work. Jesus wanted to choose you. The Father draws to bring you to Jesus.
According
that in John chapter 6, 25-44. Yes. Now Jesus, after the Father's drawn you, reached you humbled, he treated you very well, he sat in the council of words, he prepared you. Jesus chooses you. Fine. Based in the John 15. And it's not you chose me. But it's me who chose you. And now you're my friends. We are going to minister. Yes. And they feed you on payroll of the entire heavens. Even initial allowances you get, houses and the cars,
because
he freely adds them. Those are allowances. Land, businesses. Those are allowances. There you've been put on the work. Now the terrifying thing, as you write on the job, and you say, but I suffered so much. It's not been easy reach here. I've passed through much to reach here. My. The one who helped all through the way, he comes to complain. And he say, Father, I've heard that child say that they did a great part to reach there where you need them. In that, for their sake, they have been given a work, a job in your government. I remember Zachariah 4:6, not by power, not by might. It has been me.
So
that means first take them back. First take them, treat them, they're not healed. Even those who began to serve you,
and
to serve with you,
Bamaraika.
The angels. Listen now, what work do we have anymore? Is the work here?
You
say all is what it did them. Now let God do them by himself. And the angels also withdraw. But you were drawn, I know that. It's not that evangelist toppers. You were just drawn from the fire. Many wounds. There is wise king. Complications. Many things. You know them there. But they have to be healed. Jesus wants to choose you.
It's
where he wants to point, plant you there. Don't reach there, you say, me, you see. We have been so humbled on for our sake. We fasted so much. Others we want to bring you here. We don't want to consider them. Are we together? People bring back their olden wounds.
Me
have passed through much for the sake of salvation. Because Jesus' wounds were not enough, you despise.
First Isaiah 53,
for he was beaten for our transgressions. He was pierced for our iniquities. and his stripes heal us. Now you want to say, you too, something you've passed through to maintain your salvation. You speak with your brethren. You said things beat you before the Lord. The things you passed through as they brought you. The wounds. You think this, anything they profit in the salvation? You're going to grow greedy. You say we felt we experienced much hunger as we came. Leave us to eat. And you begin not to give the rest. Or you think, was it a mission on your salvation?
It's
not you was sent before Christ came. And you came, died for us. Are we together? Pastor Moses, what are you going to speak at that point? I want us never to forget. That point beats us in the heavenly government. We bring out tell us we you see we've suffered.
Mind
we through much for knowledge at speed was being planted. But don't bring them back, for they will not work for you. They will just put you off track. We gave. We received. We sold off our land. Because it is you had given it yourself. I see what is going to cause you fall. You forget they drew you. You forgot one who choose you put in one position. And you minister
for them.
Where you are.
And where you
got this one who has the power to maintain you there. It is not yours. You've been a worker together with him. But you have 0.5%. What you worked with him. Is what I was telling.
Do
you know that on this work I don't make 1%? Apostle, what are you saying? Perhaps you're in 50%. I told him not. Even 1%, I don't make it. If one who rule over the entire world as Uganda, nation,
President Museveni,
even his 1% is not made, it is ruling over the entire nation. Look at the people I have, very few. Even the work I've done so far is still very small.
Not made
0.5%. It's true.
But if I have 1%,
I'll just give it 1%. He's handled over the entire nation.
And
he handles the sorcerers, the thieves, and the robbers. Different religions, beliefs, and things like that. Me, that is point is what keeps me in line.
I've
not yet worked. I'm still. I am still.
I am a young person.
I'm young before God in this work. What are you yourself? speak with your brethren. Converse with each other. Those are, of course, the fall of many ministers. And they have much they pass through for the sake of salvation. Many. And they reach to grow ready, greedy and feed themselves. Rebuke them in Ezekiel 34 that shepherds eat the fat. Why they make that? That they suffered much to reach there. Let me say you, when you came to get saved, did they beat you like the beatings of Jesus? Why do you expect that what you pass through, your brethren have to pass through them that the sharer of what you eat? Many things you have to be careful at that point. Your head should enter in John chapter 6, 25-44. If the Father has not drawn us, we cannot reach to Jesus. The meat is there, there are many things you pass through. And all those we never consider, count them.
What
we count is to reach unto Jesus. Apostle Paul spoke in the Philippians, chapter 2, and he says, all the rest counts it rubbish.
Yes.
Philippians 3. All the rest count rubbish that he can gain Christ. He said, do what to remember them. All I count loss that I suffered.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we suffer losses and what?
For we suffer losses.
But
consider one thing, have I reached and gained Christ? The Father will treat me from there. Takes me besides these clear waters. He feeds me the green pastures of the world.
Causes
me to drink water of the Holy Spirit which flows life. Reach to fulfill the word that is Jesus.
I said,
I said to you, their spirit is their life.
That Yesu,
now Jesus
comes
in John 15 to choose you. He said, you're going to minister, serve here and there. Apostles, after they had passed through all, in Acts,
the
Spirit came down, he said,
though
all you are apostles, but separate for me this one and this one for the work I have called them for.
The ministry
prepared the special work you pointed onto. Yes. Jesus has a work he chooses for, to do for him. We are heading that for in a very short time from now. But the terrifying thing there,
all
those after you've reached there, and you say, by my power and strength, I have passed through much. I have been very patient unto God. Zachariah 4:6.
He comes, he said,
this child is not yet humble. He will exalt himself. He will reach a point, take over our kingdom. He will reach and take and capture us.
Really,
have a son ever raised like that? If you want to take over the kingdom, you know Lucifer, Satan. Yes. The groomed him, told him every secret. Ezekiel 28. After he came out, he said he's God. Isaiah 14:9. Up to
17.
I have to sit in the seat of the Most High. Now, Nebuchadnezzar,
he
planted him as a servant of God.
And
the cities have been built, everything. Entered the city, he said, I have built myself this great city. As he spoke that, the seer, Angel Gabriel, flew from the watchtower swiftly. He told him, you, the kingdom has been taken from you. You're going to go in the bush 7 years until you will understand that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of children of men. In the heavens you rule on the earth. He had forgotten all those. Many ministers have fallen because of that. Some have planted very well, began on a work very well. Yes. But they forget.
That's
what drew them to reach them there. And they say, on the mountains fasting. We suffered. We slept in the funny structures of houses. You don't speak that before God. All day I was drawing you. You don't tell him that, all that rubbish. considering he drew you to reach you to him. That's the main thing. And he treated you the wounds. Wounds of poverty, you reach and give you that it gets healed once. Many times, trouble him, we run back to where we came from. It remains us to draw us. Some years, 50 years we have been drawn.
The
others, we've entered 70. We have been drawn. Others, 80.
Not yet
humbled where he puts you. Others you've begun ministry. Jesus tells you here and you reach there. You are the one. Did we give the congregations our testimony? You don't know where we pass.
And you need to serve my God, not your God. He is my God,
God.
Not yours. You serve me, I serve God.
And they grow with pride. It's fine. Who told you I am your God?
Me,
I'm God of all those flesh. You forgot me.
You
claim me. Are you the only one with flesh? You're going to worship my Jesus. You're going to see my Jesus.
He
passed through much to reach to own Jesus that he bought him over whatever he passed through. That's the madness which is beating them. And you cease to be friends of God. He sees you. And you wish for only yourself.
Even wounds
wishing yourself are still on you. You say you don't feel you don't mind of your own things, but even of others. What you want to be done, you have to do them for even others.
We've
conversed in our story. That conversation has been nice. Yet remain conversing it within yourself. And when we finish all services of today, you go thinking about it. Right there is a riddle. If you will skip it, you will be more than a conqueror. And you've not just overcome. That word when it's attached, that you are more than a conqueror. You have conquered. Now you've exceeded again. Exceeded victory. You know, point God takes you like a conqueror. Yet you've not totally overcome. When you begin to spread the progress of knowledge in every place.
2
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 downwards.
It
takes you as a triumpher. But before you reach in real victory,
a
point to reach you become a conqueror. And say now, he's exceeded that. He's more than a conqueror.
They have
conquered even the people, even of today, even those to come. He said they are more than a conqueror. Okay. Yes.
You
have not overcome things which are before you, there are even those upon you today. There are those going to come.
Yes,
God speaks you as a triumpher. But prove you overcome. You become a more than a conqueror. Even angels, they send you, they know.
Don't
end you on the level of a triumpher.
But
Romans 8:37. That if God is for us, who can be against us? But we are more than conquerors. Revelation 6:1-2. Michael moved in the white horses. They come, they move to conquer and they bend on conquest. That they can make you more than a conqueror. Now, if you overcome, you overcome things we are before you, things which have been coming now. Overcome things coming. Begin to strategize, overcome things which are coming. You order yourself and see.
And
you Kayanja who has spent many years, you're preaching to nations, you are fallen. Kayanja.
Who is Kayanja?
It's a name. Okay. Kali.
Take yourself as Benny Hinn. You become powerful. You've fallen 20 years before. You order yourself now. That's what I try to say. You're out there, you've gotten messed up there. You order yourself today.
And
you say, but now I have fallen.
I've
spent 10 years in ministry. I see 30,000
seaters.
I feel much strength. The heavenly journey, I researched much about God. I've changed myself now.
What?
How are you going to overcome ahead where we're going? You see that you forget. You start even here, you started. You
no more speak.
God sent us a man, apostle and hope witness. And he taught us. But now you're out there, I say. We researched about God. We sat in the rooms to seek God.
And
you see, I separated myself in the name of the Lord. You are in thousands. People, you are off. See yourself there. You order yourself right now.
It's
going to be a more than a conqueror. See yourself, cars have come. Everything has come.
There
are those who don't accept to get closer to you.
Yeah,
today you move with them on foot. You foot with them.
First,
take yourself ahead. See, you fell. And
then
it will come. Will be more than a conqueror then. See, you've been given
department,
the biggest department. No, we have departments in the church. You are a leader there. Began to point fingers. One who called people and you whispered to them, I wanted this to be this. You sing like this. You say, you fool. I say, stand there and minister like this. I remember when God gave authority to you, it is not yours, it is His, and He can pause it also.
So freezing,
He can freeze it and it never works again. You know, you reach and indeed the praises are many.
You say,
though I will abuse them, where else will they go? Forget Jesus never abused them.
He
told them, you two, are you going? He sent you with the word of life. Where else shall we go? He did abuse them. He did abuse you fools. Where else will you go when it's me have the word of life? Understand the fallings where they are. The slidings, you've seen them. Have you seen the slides? The slippery ground is like that. This pride you thought you got healed of it. It moved aside, it said. He has forgiven us. If they waited for those seasons, they are going to beat you down. Praise Jesus
Christ.
But fight today. It's time to be healed. There is a time to be healed still there. And if you are being treated, the other good doctor you know,
but
let's see this boil in the balm. Don't cover it again. Leave my bum. I'm still treating the wound in the bum. Leave me alone. There you will never get healed. Time reaches and God begins in God
defeats,
touches the deeper wounds you've never known in you. And in wrong positions and even shame.
Now you think they got healed. But God can touch them like that. And can call you openly and say, our wounds.
Hey,
how do you shame me like that? I
thought
that you no more get shamed to treat you.
You're not
healed of that. Let's first treat that. Let's first leave the wound at the balm.
You
can challenge you there. And you quarrel, you get angered. Are we well?
Yes.
I don't think very well. Sure.
For this,
where we are heading on to, not very many days from now.
And
I see you've not thought of those transitions the way you were drawn to reach here.
How's boosting
the wounds you got as you have been drawn?
How's
one who chooses you want to sit where he wants? But you want to say, I have strived much. One who have been upholding all those things to be done has to complain, he said, but he's not recognized my efforts. He wants to uphold them where they are going.
If
understood me today, they will understand me tomorrow. All angels who upheld you, those who directed you in the dreams and the visions, you forget all of them. Those who treated you, when you wanted to eat, the food was not there, they sought for it. It is one they sent for you. And they sent you in the strength of food. It's them who has given it to you. Elijah, if he had forgotten those, that he was on the river, he's going to travel a journey. The angel brought food cooked very well. He got strength of food to go in the journey they have sent him. The food I ate, it was very nice. I worked through it many days. Even the food you ate, everywhere you passed, it was prepared. It was prepared. It was small, it was enough then.
In
Egypt, they don't eat much there, but they work a lot.
And
they'll come from Egypt, go serve God. It was meant to be 3 days, but for traveling, God entered 40 years. Now,
it's
nothing to murmur before God that I ate ground nuts for these years. No.
That
was enough. It's what angels prepared ground nuts for you. Want to murmur they prepared wrongly? Beans every time.
No,
they knew. If you are at Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, you eat meat, you will die from there. They gave you beans and cabbage. Out of came, you came when you are clearly with good stature. You see yourself as Daniel. The meat was on the table. Different kind of foods. They say we eat this. They give us beans and poshel. And they came up when they're wise. And they have all skills. And they interpret every vision.
And
a meaning or whatever you pass through. But the main thing in all those, there is one who was drawing you.
He's
the one chief in those issues. And I was telling some people,
of course,
it speaks first Corinthians chapter 3, that we sow and we water, but our role, it does not make 1%. The one who grows is the main person. Sure, that is God. But we cannot boast that we have done a work and we've sold. Small
things.
Of course, to reach to sow, you've cleared the bush and you begin to clear the everything around. And you plow everything. But one who gives you strength, it remains God. When you sow and you water, you don't know what will grow. Isn't that? Now the main work, it's upon him who grows
to
oversee how it sprouts from the ground. Does not come out, what can you do? You as the sower who boosts it. Indeed, you had sowed. They have not come up from the ground. You've done all the soil, you've cleared it. You've sowed, you've watered. They have not grown. What can you do?
You
get them out, boil, and eat them. They
are
already gotten rotten. That is a loss. It means all the remaining, the greatness remains to God. Let's read that scripture. We go to the service of today. We are in the First Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4.
Kubango mtu wayogera nti nzendiwa Paulo, nomulala nti nzendiwa Apollo.
For while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Verse 5.
Kale Apollo chechi, ne Paulo chechi, baweleza buweleza, ababa kilizisa, edabuli muntu, ngamu kama wafe weyamua.
Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? Verse
6.
I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Verse
7.
So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that giveth the increase. Yes. Have you seen? What are you going to boast over? For all the conversation we speak ends right here. Every conversation we've been on, it ends right here. What you count yourself, what and what have you done? Because people have understood. But what did you do? For when you sowed, when you came to water, that's why I told you.
Me,
I've not even met 0.5. Yes. For when I search so far what I've done,
of course
you've understood.
But
one who took me the journey was God to reveal to me all.
This
is one who is given power to sustain us here. This is one pastor that decided to grow. As I saw, I've sowed, I've come back watered, and I water, and I come back water.
Amen.
The issue is on who? God who sealed your visions. God who sat with you and explained. God who instructed you. For when he speaks, he says, let's hear the voice of one who instructs us. Praise Jesus much. You think the issue is where? Are we together? Do not forget. This one who has drawn us. This one who chooses us now.
This
one who have upheld us to reach this point. Where we are going is the one to uphold us there. We used to sing. Here I am. It has been God. It has been God. Even there I am going. Still it will be Him. After you sing them, you ignore them there.